Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. down on a woman, especially one who loves true and all is there. A burning fire deep inside sometimes takes him over when she's only playing and it makes him scared. He just wants to love like anybody else, but he's afraid to let her in.
God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Happy Lent Wednesday to all of those who are celebrating the Christian holiday. And shout out to everyone who enjoyed Fat Tuesday yesterday. Just thank you for joining today's episode of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. And today the topic is about when love sees no color, when love crosses all color lines. Last week or recently I talked about when I was a teenager in high school, how one of my friends wrote an essay about, a report about Alzheimer's, and I had written a story about a report about intermarriages. Not just interracial marriages, but interreligious marriages also. But today it's about this interracial love, period, dating, marriages, and so on. There are guests in the chat room, so thank you for being in the chat room. My laptop is now back online, so I am not broadcasting from both my Androids. I have my laptop, and I'm able to look at my switchboard and take calls and also chat with you in the chat room. So the number is 714-409-0614, and that's the topic. But there's a lot to talk about. But like I said before, it's like squeezing a big foot into a tiny shoe because there's just so much stuff going on, fun and not so fun news. But one thing that I have been loving this morning is seeing the president sing the blues, along with my friend, Mississippi native B.B. King and Buddy Guy and Mick Jagger. If you all haven't seen that, where have you been? You don't watch the news at all, because the news programs and CNN and Fox and primetime channels, their broadcasts and the video all over. It was for a Black History program held, I guess it was held at the White House for PBS, and I think Buddy Guy challenged the president to sing, since he had already sung that Al Green song. So he sung the blues. So it's just hilarious. I have not posted it or tweeted it on my pages yet, but I'm sure if you Google it or go to YouTube, you'll find it, because it's all over. Visit your favorite news channel. It's hilarious. So my mom was like, oh, I guess he'll be recording a CD or something, some music soon. You never know. He might have something recorded from back in the day, huh? But so he's not just a good basketball player, huh? He and the First Lady. First Lady might can sing and dance. But it looked like they both were having a fun time. But I thought that was something. But I'm going to send my condolences out too to the old journalists who were killed along with civilians over in Syria. I have seen the breaking news on CNN, along when they was breaking the story about the president performing last night. So that's something. The things that some journalists do, they know that they risk their lives to tell us the stories of what is actually happened in these dangerous, dangerous areas. So it's just prayers go out to them. Like I said, there's so much. Tonight we have, the Arizona presidential debate tonight, which will air on CNN. Then, the Mavericks are playing tonight. I think the Knicks and the Miami Heat, either they're playing tonight or tomorrow night. So those are going to be some awesome games. So definitely we'll talk more about sports on Friday, on Sports Friday edition, because there's just so much going on, and All-Star NBA weekend is happening in Orlando. This is the weekend, huh? Wow, I know you all are going to have a blast, those that are attending and participating in those events. So thank you to those who have sent me invites to events associated with All-Star NBA weekend also. I have not visited Disney World in ages. Ages. My soon-to-be ex-husband, my strange husband, I have no contact with. That was the last known place I know of him living in Orlando. But the two times I visited Orlando for my senior high school trip and with a boyfriend at the time, was just spectacular. Like I said, I penned a few fun, good poems at my last visit to Disney World in the mid-90s. But we're talking about interracial dating, and I welcome all perspectives, if you're against or for interracial love or relationships. Because one of my Facebook friends, I happen to be a Black guy, he said that he's pretty much against it. I think he had not been in the past, but now he is. So, it's good for people to just share their opinions regarding this topic. And, excuse me, that was my other computer. I flipped my notes or something. So I was like looking for my board for some extra notes that I had started down. Excuse me, that was Brown Mark. Oh my God, I'm just going on talking. You all are probably wondering, who is that talented guy? Who is that talented artist that I just played? The song is Skeletons. And many of you are, love Minneapolis Sound, love Prince, love all performers that work with Prince or have worked with Prince. And if you love the Revolution like I love the Revolution, and if you love the bassist, Brown Mark, like I do, then you know who it was. That's Brown Mark of the Revolution. The Revolution reunited at First Avenue this past weekend. I'm talking about Dr. Fink, Bobby Z. Bobby Z had a reunion party. and the revolution reunited and had a blast. And if you will visit Brown Mark's Facebook page, he has videos and pictures galore on his page, and they were so excited. I've even posted some things, you know, reshared things that he shared, and I posted like this awesome picture of he and Wendy Melvoin together, and so they just had a rocking good time, and I know that really excited Prince, you know, if he was, you know, wherever he was that night, they reunited. But this is just exciting because it's definitely past time for Prince to get his star on Hollywood star, on a Walk of Fame. And his achievement was not done alone with spectacular musicians and artists from his high school days to now. And it's just good. It's just good to see his original bandmates. And if you remember, Brown Mart replaced Andre Simone, and both of them are just so awesome. Am I right? Andre Simone. Yeah, I'm right. Okay, because I'm just making sure, because Lisa replaced Gail Chapman, who was part of the original lineup, keyboardist, and I have the pleasure of being in contact and network with all of them, and I love it. They are just fantastic people, fantastic musicians. I love them then, and see, I've known Prince since I was a little girl. We just never met in person. I've never been to a Prince concert, but I've met so many Minneapolis musicians and Minneapolis artists and proteges, but they were awesome then, and they're awesome now. I just love them, you know. And Evangelist Denise Matthews, don't blame it on Vanity. You all, I need to get her book myself. We need to get her book. And I love praying with Evangelist Denise Matthews and her church, jcfans.org. And they have prayer, intercessory prayer, every morning and every evening at 6 a.m. California time, 8 o'clock my time, you know, Central Standard Time. But just amazing. So Minneapolis Sound peeps are just amazing people, and the fellow supporters and so on. So I know that's not the topic, but I just wanted to mention to you all, that's Brown Mark, and that's his song, Skeletons. And obviously the intro song was Round and Round by Morris Mills, my longtime friend. And if I have time when I end the show, I'll play Morris's cover song of Little Red Corvette. So, you know, that's a great thing. But, and I'm just going on and on, and I should be trying to flip that note over that I wanted to share with you all. But I, as my research, I've posted a lot of research and a lot of info regarding interracial relationships and so on. And Roland Martin had shared last week a report about interracial relationships and how they're on the uprise, and how America is more acceptable now of interracial love and especially interracial marriages. And there was a survey, a study, and it states that about 15% of all new marriages in the United States in 2010 were between spouses of a different race and ethnicity, more than double the share in 1980. The share of intermarriages among all married couples, regardless of when they married, hit an all-time high of 8.4%. That's up from 3.2% in 1980. Among newlyweds in 2010, Asians at 28% and Hispanics at 26% were most likely to marry out, followed by Blacks at 17%, Whites at 9%, were least likely to marry someone of a different race or ethnicity. The report noted Whites are by far the largest racial group in the U.S., so even though their intermarriage rate is relatively low, marriages between Whites and minority groups are the most common. And so it's just amazing. And this study was conducted by Pew, and also there's okay, here it is. And so it's just amazing to me also that not too long ago, a year before I was born in 68, interracial marriages were illegal. Interracial marriages were not legalized until 1967. And this is coming from I've heard of this, most of us know about the couple that union and taking it to the Supreme Court, legal, made interracial marriages legal. But this is from my research, from an article from about.com entitled Celebrating Loving Day. And it's by a writer named Nandra Kareem Nittle. And she states that after the Virginia couple, made up of a white man and a black woman, were arrested for marrying across the color line, they took their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The court determined on June the 12th, 1967, that preventing a couple from marrying on the basis of race marked a violation of the Equal Protection on the clause of the 14th Amendment. From then on, nationwide, bans on interracial marriages were overturned. Today, Loving Day is like a holiday, is celebrated annually on June the 12th to recognize the fight that Mr. and Mrs. Richard and Mildred Loving waged against racial injustices. In 2004, the Loving Day website made its debut, and Loving Day takes place in New York City, and it's one of the largest multiracial celebrations in this country. So, That's just amazing. I mean, not too long ago, I'm 44 years ago, interracial marriages were legalized. And, you know, that's just amazing. That was a Virginia couple. And, you know, I'm in a state, but I was born in 68. I'm in a state that is known for its checkered past, but I grew up, I'm a multicultural life, so. You know, we'll talk about race relations in the state of Mississippi, but I growing up, and my family is filled with interracial couples, and I've grown up seeing couples, same-sex couples, interracial couples, people that don't date or marry outside of their race, and so on. So I've been exposed to all of it, almost all of it. I won't say all of it, but pretty much almost all of it. So love sees no color. And then also love is love. And so who is it for someone to tell somebody who, I mean, because love comes from within, so who is it to tell you who you can and cannot love, you know? And like I said, in my first marriage, I married a black guy, but my second marriage was to an Arab Muslim from Egypt, and born in Libya, but from Egypt. But it was not only interracial, but I was 9.5 years older than he. And I've always loved the Holy Book of the Quran, and so I loved attending the mosque and so on. So it wasn't like a big difference in like religious and so on, because I'm Christian, but I enjoyed attending and learning the Quran and very peaceful holy book. Some people think not, and so my prayers go out also to an Arab country. I was watching the news this morning where some American soldiers, or I don't know, I'm not sure American soldiers, but the soldiers accidentally burnt the Quran, and people are like really upset. So I send my prayers out to that situation. I hope it's rectified in a peaceful manner, because if it was accidental, excuse me again, I accidentally turned the music back on, but that is something. And I'm saying this to say that because as I was doing my research, it goes into when the legalities of interracial marriages and so on. This is a lot to talk about, and it's not enough to talk about in 30 minutes. I have 30 seconds of live stream, but I'll continue for another 10 to 15 minutes because I want to talk about some other things happening in the news also. But like I said, I've tweeted and I've posted articles and video. I also posted on Facebook a conversation of the ladies of the View had regarding interracial relationships, you just check it out and you'll see. Because I remember watching that episode live, but it's regarding people's different views regarding interracial love and relationships, and especially from a black woman's perspective when a black guy is involved or marries a white woman. So what's up? Happy Lent Day, happy Hump Day, and my best wishes to the GOP candidates. May all four have a fun time, and remember to provide information to us, the viewers and the listeners of the debate. So best wishes to all four of you. Remember, we need to know what's going on. but the live streaming has discontinued, but those of you that are still with me, I thank you. And in my research, I guess this is from Wikipedia, and it defines interracial marriages as when two people of different racial groups marry. This is a form of exogamy, marrying outside of one social group, and can be seen in the broader context of miscegenation, the mixing of different racial groups. In marriage, cohabitation, or sexual relations. Legality of interracial marriage. In the Western world, certain jurisdictions have had regulations banning or restricting interracial marriage in the past, including Germany during the Nazi period, South Africa under apartheid, and many states in the United States prior to the 1967 Supreme Court decision, the couple that I was talking about, the loving couple. In certain Arab nations, laws and customs exist which revoke the civil rights of women who marry men not native to the woman's country of birth or to men who are non-Muslim. Women who follow through on such choices run a high risk of being subjected to honor killings by male family members. Saudi Arabia, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Pakistan, Egypt, Afghanistan, and the Palestinian Authority retains laws in which violence against women on vaguely defined legal grounds of adultery is condoned or mitigated by the judicial system. In 2008, Pakistani senators defended the practice of burying young women alive who were judged guilty by tribal elders of having engaged in relationships with men not of their tribe. So just worldwide throughout history, it's been a taboo or a horrific situation if you go outside of your race or outside of your tribe. But interracial love and dating, on the other hand, everyday life, I guess, should be what it is, love. Just love as it is. Recently, I did a show on online dating and found, there are online dating sites for everybody. And there are online dating sites also available for those who interracially date. And a couple of websites are interracialdatingcentral.com, interracialpeoplemeet.com. And I even ran across a book. I'm going to check this book out. There's an e-book called Supposing I Wanted to Date a White Guy by Halima Sal Anderson. It's a 137-page e-book, and it's priced at $12.99. I'm going to check this book out. And with a receipt of the purchase of the book, you can email the author and, talk with her and question her and just, have a dialogue regarding that topic. But she sparked an interest in writing this book because she noticed that it seems like almost every other race was going on with their lives and getting married and having kids of their own, a high percentage, other than she was 35 at the time, other than her fellow African-American friends and colleagues and acquaintances. So she wrote this book because, hey, maybe it's time for African-American women, black women, to decide to date outside of black men. And I think that there's another book on that topic also. So I know there's a lot of topics, but that seems like an interesting book to check out. So I'm going to check it out. Maybe I can book her as a guest in the near future to talk further, to talk about the her experience and also to talk about the book, just like I'll be booking my cousin Linda White Oliver, native Jacksonian of 30 years plus in Dallas, regarding her novel, Myrna's Adventure, in the very near future. So she's very excited for that. But I just always been an interesting topic. And they say that the topic's not as taboo as it used to be, because I had that in my show's description, that if it's still taboo or not. But have about 9 minutes, and I would like to remind you all that remember that the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens is happening on Saturday at the Alamo Theater. It's an E.C. Puffin Entertainment production, and Peter E.C. Puffin Entertainment is just just excited to have the ladies back. I missed it when they came for Halloween. Just had a blast. And also, the interview with him on last Thursday is featured on my blogtalkradio.com profile site. Plus, if you missed the interview on Monday with he and Tatiana, the manager and house of the Magic City Sirens, you must check it out. And also friend them on Facebook at Magic City Sirens, and also like E.C. Puffin Entertainment's fan page, so you can stay up to date on what is going on. And they're excited for the event on Saturday, and so on. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And, I'm looking forward to writing more about it and talking with the ladies and meeting the ladies. And it just seems like it's going to be just a great event. And it's excited about it. And that same night, I know there's a documentary screening happening for Black Love. Speaking of interracial love, Black Love. And I have a fellow Blog Talk Show friend who hosts the show on Friday night called A Booty Call, and he celebrates Black Love. And, just because the show topic is about interracial love, it's not. Oh, well, she must have something against her race. She's not for Black Love. I'm definitely for Black Love. I love black men, and I'm definitely for black men. But I also, I'm attracted to non-black men, and non-black men are attracted to me. And even if I was just strictly into black men, it's a good topic, and it's an interesting topic, and it's a topic that is always a good topic to discuss. If you're for it or if you're against it, or it doesn't matter to you, just if people are in love and not hurting nobody, just let them do what they do. I happen to have a cousin who's been successfully married, interracially married for, I know she and her husband have been married like 30 years, and they're just fantastic. And I have interracial relationships just within my family, friends, and so on. So it's a part of life. If that's who you love, that's who you love, really. So, I guess I don't have too much to say personally. If that's who you love, my thing is when people get involved, it doesn't bother me to see black guys with women of other races. And especially if they're friends of mine and maybe they've been in, like, bad relationships, I'm just happy to see they're in love. If they're in love with somebody purple or green, that's good for me. And I hope that people are happy to see when I'm in love. And to be honest, I'm not pursuing anybody romantically, but I love to be in love or in deep like with someone in the near future. I do have crushes, and I have crushes on guys that are not black, And I'm looking forward to re-entering the dating world. And really, this is my first time not really being, like, just infatuated with somebody. I've been in love with somebody. So I'm glad that whenever my next serious relationship happens, that my mind will really be, I will really know with my heart and my soul and my mind and just everything. I was definitely in love with both the guys I married, and I was just in love and high love. And so it's good to have a good level head when approaching love, if it's with your same race or with a different race, just approaching love in a realistic manner. That's what I found out at age 43, that be in love, but approach it in a level-headed manner, and to allow your relationship to grow and to allow yourself to grow, because we all have our strengths and we all have our flaws. And that's what's important. And to be supportive and to allow your significant other to grow and so on. So that's if you're same race or not and so on. It's something I want to say, but I think I won't say it. But, you know, I don't know what race I end up being in a serious relationship with, or I don't know about saying I do again. I still got to get out of this marriage that I'm in. And but, you know, being in a supportive relationship and a loving relationship is what's important to me. The color, I don't have my hands on my hip twirling my head. So I better fall in love with a black guy. A black guy better fall in love with me. I'm colorblind. I'm colorblind when it comes to my friendships. I'm colorblind when it comes to professional work. And so I'm colorblind when it comes to the romance department also. This is like a getting-to-know part. You know, I do shows on, like, getting-to-know me. But this is just to let people know that, hey, you know, I don't have any hang-ups when it comes to that. But because you could be of the same race and be of a different culture because of your upbringing or because of your interests or because of your likes or because of your social habits or because of your political views. You can be of the same race and have your differences in other areas, but you can be of different races and have and really can deal with each other's commonalities and also with each other's differences. I mean, we see it happening every day. And also, I've tweeted out and posted on Facebook also, like, the top 10 historical interracial couples of all time. So obviously the loving couple are number one, but check it out, because the interracial couples, marriages, these are not just couples, but people that were married, the top 10. Pearl Bailey was on that list. Check that list out, because if I had time, I would definitely go down that list. But check out my Twitter pages, Beth Williams, Cut the Shot, Inc., KULTURESHOKENT, and my Facebook page, under my pseudonym name, Miss MSBETHNELSON. Also, I want to shout out to Austin Brown before I end the show. He has an awesome, wow, he has like a lot of music out. And you all know I told you all a long, long time ago to watch out for him. Ryan Seacrest turned me on to Austin. I knew about Austin, I've known of Austin and been an artist and musician, but he turned me on to his 85. Project, and Austin has a new video for Ménage à Trois, and it's a fun, simple video, and I love that song, so check it out. I have a tweet and post on my Facebook page, and also it's on RyanSeacrest.com, and also follow and tweet and Austin Brown, and visit his website, AustinBrown.com. He has like some awesome music, and he has a new lyric video for his song, Write It on the Floor. And I love the lyrics on the floor of that song. So check it out also. And have you all heard the songs, Birthday Cake and Turn It Up, the music remixes? Birthday Cake by Rihanna and Turn Up the Music by Chris Brown. And they're back working together. I have those songs tweeted out and posted also if you haven't heard them. I like the songs. I have no comment about their reunion. I have loved both of them since they entered the music scene. Big supporters of both of them. love them dearly. The songs are great, but all I can do is send my best wishes to them. I'm not going to even try to get into their personal lives, but you know, I just hope everything is on the up and up. And it's kind of interesting because I was talking with TMZ, Harvard Levin, and some of his staffers on Ustream a couple of days ago, and they were talking about them reuniting among some other topics. So it's pretty interesting. But time is running out, and it's time for me to wrap it up. And I'll play Morris's rendition of Little Red Corvette next time going out, okay? So thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, 1 year, March 21st, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports premiered on Blog Talk Radio on March 21st, 2011. So it's almost time. Thank you for tuning in and supporting.